Our top story, Israel welcomes the European Union's decision to put the military wing of the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah on its terror list. The Israeli Justice Minister says the decision erodes Hezbollah's legacy as a political party. Zipi Livni says the entire world now calls Hezbollah a terrorist organization. The EU blacklisted Hezbollah, accusing it of involvement in a 2012 bomb attack in Bulgaria, which left five Israelis dead. Hezbollah has rejected the allegation. Some other European countries have pointed to the movement's fighting against foreign-backed insurgents in Syria as the main reason behind the decision. The blacklisting would impose visa bans on individuals and asset freezes on entities associated with the movement. Beirut had earlier urged Brussels not to move against the resistance group, describing it as an essential component of Lebanese society. But joining us now live from Washington is Dr. Randy Short. He's with the Black Autonomy Network Community Organization. Thank you very much for being with us, Dr. Short. First of all, of course, a lot of people are now saying that this decision by the EU was made under pressure by Washington and Israel. Do you think the European Union was pressured into this decision?
Sure, they, of course. You can see that because there's been wavering from the Bulgarian government over whether Hezbollah did it at all. So there's been a lot of controversy, and to many it's reminiscent of the Hariri bombing, to whom it's not clear who did it, but it does benefit Israel with it being put on the government of Syria. And now this so-called bombing in Bulgaria is attributed to Hezbollah. So two enemies of Israel hit with two different rocks that are very suspicious whose hand threw them.
Right, and something else that our correspondent Ali was just talking about earlier on was the fact that the European Union has referred to the military wing of Hezbollah and the political wing of Hezbollah, while Israel says that there is no distinction here, and we hear Zipi Livni saying in response to the news that now as a political entity, Hezbollah does not exist. It exists now as a terrorist organization. Do you think, however, that this is more of a symbolic move, as some are saying, and that is actually not going to affect even relations with Hezbollah or Lebanon and the European Union or even the region?
Well, Israel is the George Zimmerman wannabe cop of Arab Street. Their proclamations and testimonies are as believable as that farce that happened in Florida. This is an effort, whether it's a half measure or not, to destroy the single political force that's been able to defend Lebanon, to thwart part of the covert war to destroy the righteous Syrian Republic led by President Assad. They want to soften up Lebanon to go into Syria as well. Israel still has its eyes on the Litani River. If they can, and so they can steal the water, if they can marginalize and weaken Hezbollah, they can attack them again. We need to remember 65 years ago, the United States invaded Lebanon. There was a plan to invade Syria 65 years ago, if I'm correct, or 55, I'm sorry, 1958. So there's been a long plan to get to marginalize Lebanon, to marginalize Syria, and to use the confessional system to create chaos. So they do want to destroy Hezbollah, but maybe they have to do it a piece at a time, because Hezbollah is part, or at least was recently part, of the coalition government.
And Dr. Short, just quickly before we leave you, we know also that this comes right after the EU made a decision and published guidelines concerning dealings that could be made with the settlements on occupied land in the West Bank. That caused a lot of anger in Israel. Do you think this could be interpreted as a move to please Israel, which was frustrated over that EU decision?
I don't believe the European Union. I think they're insincere, because the land is being taken from the Palestinians for decades now. They could stop this by simply putting some of the sanctions that they're putting on Hezbollah. Why don't they put that on the Israeli military and on Mossad? They've done enough killing and bombing in Gaza and everywhere else. If they were serious, they would put sanctions on the Israeli military. That would show that they were serious. Not this half measure. They're going to build as much as they want. No one will stop them, except
Dr.
for
Randy Short,
the righteous people of the world who are tired of genocide against Palestinians.
Thank you very much, Dr. Randy Short, with the Black Autonomy Network Community Organization, with us there live from Washington with his comments.